The Noon Hour Morning Show with Trav and Alicia.
So did you know today is my holiday? National Short Person Day.
Hey!
It's my holiday!
How do you celebrate something like that? Like, what do we do?
Oh my gosh, what do we do? Do we, like, get a measuring stick and try to figure out, like, I'm shorter than you, haha, like, I win?
I feel like we should maybe draw a line on the wall, and you must be this tall to interview with Alicia.
A Noon Hour Morning Show with Trav and Alicia on 95.9 KRFF.
We're very excited here because we get to partner up with the Red River Children's Advocacy Center to raise awareness, help educate, provide resources, and basically tell the community here what they can do to help give back and support and protect the children of our community.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we've got some in-studio guests from the Red River Children's Advocacy. Introduce us.
Yes. Okay. So we have Julie and Heidi here. They are from, yes, the Red River Children's Advocacy Center. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Heidi, good to see you again, ma'am. Yes. How are you?
We love Heidi.
I am wonderful.
It's must be a busy month for you all, I imagine.
Yes. I wish it wasn't a busy month because, but here we are.
It'd be nice to not have to have this job,
exactly.
I imagine.
Exactly.
Yeah. Absolutely. Tell us a little bit about the backstory of Child Abuse Prevention Month. How long do we know has that been a thing, and what are you doing to kind of launch the campaign this year?
Ooh, good question. Now, I don't even want to take a guess at the number of years, but I know that obviously it's been very important just in general, just to raise awareness across the community, across the nation. We're a part of a national accreditation organization, and so they push a lot of information out there on just what can you do to help protect the children in your community and just overall in general. And so obviously knowing what we do as an organization, it's really important for us to be a part of this conversation about child abuse prevention.
I think sometimes, you know, Fargo-Moorhead, you know, it's getting bigger and bigger, but I think a lot of times when you're, you know, in your community, you kind of think, well, that's not a problem here. You know, you kind of think that your community doesn't have these issues, and that is far from the truth, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. So, Julie, what's your role with the Red River Children's Advocacy Center?
Sure. I am a family or a victim advocate and a prevention coordinator. And so what I do is I help families that come into the center and just work with the families, providing education resources, trying to make them as comfortable as possible when they come in. And then the other part of my job is the Stand to Protect, or the prevention of child sexual abuse. Mm. And so right now with the Stand to Protect movement, or the child sexual abuse prevention.
Yeah.
We're just really trying to create awareness, spread the word, talk about it, because like you said, you don't think it happens in our community. We don't talk about it. And the less we talk about it, nothing's going to be done. So the more we can create that awareness, the better off we're going to be.
Yeah. Can you expand a little bit on the Stand to Protect, the project, what does that mean?
Sure. So it is a curriculum where we go around and we actually teach the adults. There's so much information and education out there for kids, but there isn't a lot out there for the adults. So we are really giving them the tools and the resources that they need so that they can become better parents, better providers, better supervisors of their children, so that we can keep them safe.
Question I wanted to ask, and we were talking, and Alicia, you brought up this point. Fargo-Moorhead community, we're such a great community. We're so supportive. We really have each other's back around here. So it's really hard to think that we have these kind of issues in our community. Let's break it down here a little bit. What kind of numbers are we talking? What, on a weekly basis, a monthly basis, just really, what kind of numbers do you see come through your center there?
Yeah, I'll take that one. Okay. So, if you were to break it down, last year we served 532 kids between our Fargo and Grand Forks locations. Mm-hmm. And that's a big number.
Yes,
it is.
Right around 68% of those are for sexual abuse cases that we see. And so if you were to do the quick math, I'm not a mathematician in my brain.
Right.
So if we want to do that, we can figure it out. But just kind of absorbing that, knowing that's the reason for this type of curriculum and this education is because of the number of kids we see, a vast majority, it's for that specific reason.
Would you say it's a safe assumption that the numbers increased since the pandemic, and have we kind of come back down, or is it kept going? What is it? I feel like the pandemic played a role somewhere.
Well, I do know that we had a spike after the pandemic.
Okay.
And so things seem to be leveling out from pre-pandemic time. I think, Julie, would you agree with that?
Sure, I would agree with that. And I think what happened is that there weren't eyes on our kids during that time. Yeah. And everybody shut down.
Right.
And so now that we are back up and running full force, we've got our schools, counselors there, you know, people that have eyes on our kids. And so things are being reported.
Yeah.
And these interviews and things that we do at our center are actually being provided, and the sexual abuse or just abuse and neglect in general are being reported.
Right.
And some other stats I'm seeing on this that you handed us, an estimated 1 in 10 children will be sexually abused. Mm. That is very alarming. Mm-hmm. And then over 90% of abuse is by someone that the child or family knows, not a stranger.
Right.
That and seems crazy to me.
Yeah, it's really interesting. There's been people that are like, you know, you push the stranger danger mentality with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And in all reality, what we found is that it's someone known in that child's life, whether it's someone close to the family or somebody that's involved in an activity that the child is also a part of.
Yeah.
And so the importance of this information that we're sharing is very obviously valuable for people to know.
Something I wanted to mention here, and I don't know where I read this, and it just blew my mind that somebody would even ask this question. But so they're kids. They're not good. They'll forget about it in a couple of years. This plays long-term effects and damage on these kids' life going into adulthood. Can you kind of break down what that looks like a little bit?
Yeah, for sure. You want to go?
Sure. I mean, what we're seeing is that kids that maybe don't disclose their abuse or they're taking it into their adulthood with them, it's depression, anxiety, suicide. So all these things that are happening that we as adults can really be part of to help prevent that.
Right. Right.
So.
Absolutely. And a great part of the program and the resources you're providing here is, again, really kind of starts with that home and with the parents, what they can do to maybe look for some of the warning signs, what they can do to have better knowledge of what they're incorporating in their child's lives to make sure that they know, hey, let's educate our kids too, so that they know to stay safe and when to come to us if something doesn't feel right or doesn't look right. It's amazing because I think we had this conversation when we met previously, Heidi, was you meet a lot of adults who are going, I experienced that when I was younger. And it's just something that doesn't seem to get better at all. But we'd really like to nip it in the bud as much as we can. And we're sure going to try here this month with Child Abuse Prevention Month. Absolutely. I absolutely love what you're doing here. Stand and Protect, End Child Sex Abuse. Let's talk about that.
So the training sessions, it looks like you do that. And if an adult in our community wants to be involved, how do they get into these sessions and what are you learning there exactly?
Sure. You can contact the Red River Children's Advocacy Center or you can go to prevention@rrcac.com and you can schedule an online training. Okay. What we'll do during that training, it's usually a 45-minute fast-paced curriculum, very serious. It's scripted, so it's just providing information, tools, and resources that hopefully the adults will take away and start utilizing. So we'll talk about things like identifying 5 trusted adults. So that's something that you talk about with your kids, making sure that if a child is feeling scared, hurt, upset, whatever it might be, confused, they often send text messages. So if they go to that first adult and they start talking about something, that adult doesn't catch on to it. Keep going down that list until you know, until you can tell somebody that's actually going to help you be safe.
Right.
Interesting. Who do the children usually feel most comfortable coming to? Because sometimes it's not always the parent. Who typically do you see in these situations going, I'm a little surprised my own child didn't come to me for this. They actually went to this person or that person. Who are kind of some of these adults that parents could maybe not expect, but rely on maybe to kind of be that support system as well within the family or with the family?
Sure. Sometimes it's a sibling. And so they feel most comfortable and closest to that sibling. Sometimes it's a teacher, a coach, just depending on, you know, the situation. But a lot of times if the child doesn't go to their parent first or a guardian or whatever it might be, they've maybe tried sending that text message and they didn't pick up on it. Or maybe the reaction from that parent was like, oh, we don't believe you. You know, you're lying or you're not telling the truth.
Yeah.
And so they just, until something is done, they need to just keep telling one of those trusted adults. So
that's something that seems so simple to just keep, you know, telling your story. But That's something I didn't think about, is to have and to lay it out for them too, to say these are the people, I mean, to talk about it before, because if the parent doesn't maybe even understand, you know, isn't recognizing it, they're at least recognizing before it happens that if that happens, they have all these other people lined up for them to talk to.
And so I think also having a list of those five individuals, write out their phone numbers.
Yes, absolutely.
Whatever it might be, the contact information, putting it on your fridge, putting it in your child's backpack, putting it on their nightstand, just so they have access. Because not everybody else, you know, not everybody has a phone.
Yeah.
So, right. Especially the younger kids.
It's Child Abuse Prevention Month, and all month long here, we're partnering up with our good friends over here at the Red River Children's Advocacy Center. Hey, we're here to do this because we want to raise awareness. We want to provide you with education. We want to provide you with resources, and together we can help protect and just support the kids in our community here. Mm-hmm. If you don't think it happens, it sure does. Yeah, absolutely.
It sure does. It sure does. Oh, gosh. When we... before we went into that song, we were talking about Stand to Protect. Can we do a little bit of a recap? And then let's talk a little bit more in depth about Stand to Protect and what that all entails.
Sure. So the Stand to Protect program or curriculum is what we teach adults so that we can give them the better tools and resources to keep our kids safe. And so what we're really talking about are kind of identifying five specific adults so that your child can go down the list and keep reporting or talking to them until somebody makes them feel safe. And then just the supervision piece, keeping your kids safe that way. Mm-hmm.
What can you do? Like, say, Alicia and I both don't have children, but we want to keep an eye out, and we want to, you know, do our part to know what some of those signs are from kids that maybe we could go, I don't know if we should tell the parents because maybe the parents might be the unfortunate party in this situation. When we see these signs through friends' as children, things like that, how do we report something like that without, do you get the parents involved? And I mean, how does that work? Mm-hmm. Because there might be those instances where you're going, it might be the parent. And I don't know if me reporting that to the parent is going to cause the issue here.
Mm-hmm. I don't think you can ever be too cautious on reporting suspected child abuse or neglect. And so when you're really looking out for the ultimate safety of a child, report.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And how do you report that? Would it be, can you do anonymous reporting and you can contact the RCIC?
No, actually what you would do is, I mean, obviously if there's an emergency with anything, you call 911.
Yes,
of course. You know, what you want to do is report, there's a centralized intake line to report suspected child abuse and neglect through the state of North Dakota. And then there's also, if you're in Clay County, or another county outline, you just would contact that local social service agency to report.
Okay.
Amazing. Talk about getting involved with the community here. If you follow the Red River Children's Advocacy Center here on Facebook, you'll see that it's Wear Blue Day. I love this. So you're both you ladies look lovely in blue today.
Yes.
Tell us the significance about the day.
Yeah. So Wear Blue Day, basically blue is the color just as a national symbol to recognize just the month and the awareness surrounding child abuse prevention. And also, if you see some places do pinwheels as well, just a symbol of children deserving a happy, playful, and an enjoyable life.
Yeah.
And so that's where the symbolism comes from.
Without going into too much detail, can you kind of give us a success story of just kind of the resources you provide, the education, the support that you provide, and what you've seen it do for the children who have been affected in our community? Kind of give us, we want the upside, we want the positive side too, because there can be that, and we want to get there. What have you seen?
Oh, great question. Julie, do you have a specific one that stands out?
I just want to talk about in general. I mean, if you are just saving one child so that they can have the life that they deserve,
right?
That just means the world.
Right.
And so, I just think it's real messy going through the whole process and the whole situation. Sometimes it doesn't feel good because, like you said, I mean, if it's a friend and it's their child, it's just those relationships may be broken. But what you're doing is really looking out for the safety of the children.
And it's a butterfly effect, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, helping one child helps so much more for the future. Mm-hmm. As well.
Right.
And then also, we talked about the Wear Blue Day that you're doing today. What are some other things that you're doing in the community, whether it be events or anything coming up this month that you're promoting the national,
Child Abuse Prevention Month. And it's one of those things that you can't just stay inside the center there and expect the community to get involved. You got to go out. You got to be a part of the community, raise the awareness, come to the community with these numbers. If you don't think these numbers are concerning, one in every 10 children in North Dakota will be a victim of sexual abuse by their 18th birthday. I just got chills reading that stat. That's absolutely amazing. What are some of the events, again, that you're going to be doing throughout this month? Big month for you.
Yeah, big month, definitely. So in addition to being on with you guys every Friday on the Noon Hour Morning Show, we're going to be releasing a video series in addition to that. So right after this show is done, that's going to be coming out on both our website and on social media. And so for people to be able to just get and absorb more of the information, see where they can sign up to get training with Julie or with our team. In addition to that, we are also doing on Saturday, April 13th, there is a Child Abuse Prevention Month event called Connect for Family.
Okay.
And so that is going to be, we're hosting that alongside NDSU Extension of Cass County, as well as Fargo Cass Public Health. And so we put a committee together. And so this is going to be a family-friendly event. It's free.
Okay.
10 a.m. to 12 p.m. in the Bison Court. So what we're going to be doing is just having lots of engaging activities, being able to share information on how to prevent child abuse and how to build healthy and happy families.
Yeah.
And then also being able to provide just education and information.
Now,
Julie there
can you tell us real quick how that partnership came together for this wonderful event that you're going to be putting on?
Yeah. So it actually was before my time even being part of the CAC. There was a committee of people who kind of just gathered together and they're like, hey, we want to do an event in the community. And I think, Julie, you were a part of it the year before
this
I was.
Sure, this is, I think, maybe my ninth year that I've been a part of that committee. So
so it's just like a group of people, organizations that work in this field and see the impact that this has. Mm-hmm. And so wanting to bring an event where people can come and get together and in a non-intimidating way to get absorb that information and be able to get educated on what they can do.
Amazing. Can you tell us a little bit about here? And again, you got to go follow the Red River Children's Advocacy Center here on social media. Just 4 days ago, maybe you can break this down for us as well. Governor Doug Burgum took a big step in being an advocate for this month. Kind of tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, Governor Burgum has always been a huge supporter of just this cause and this initiative. And so knowing that he was willing to, you know, sign in that April 1st is going to be, you know, North Dakota's Child Abuse Prevention Day, Wear Blue Day. We did that as well. So the national day is today, but North Dakota was on the 1st of April.
Okay.
So we got double blue this week.
Love it.
And Friday, ending and starting the week for, you know, a very impactful reason. So
fantastic.
Great.
I don't know if you see this, Alicia. This might be down your alley a little bit. We know how you like to sing and dance here. You're also partnering up with the ACT UP Theater.
Yes.
Give me the details on this.
Yeah, we were approached by the people organizing the ACT UP Theater event. And so what their campaign is surrounding this year and their cause is mental health. And so we provide mental health services. Those are post-trauma services for these kids, parents, caregivers that have come through and utilized our services or have a need for that. And so we partnered up with them. They put on this show. So they create it. It's a musical and acting and everything.
Wow.
And so we don't even really know what it's going to be, but we're really excited because I know that they've done this every year.
Powerful.
Yeah, that's so great.
For them to want to do such an amazing event like this just to help raise awareness. That's so powerful.
Absolutely.
That's absolutely wonderful. Again, we got to wrap this up here in a minute, but it's Child Abuse Prevention Month. All month long, you can get involved with the Red River Children's Advocacy Center. They want to get you educated, provide the resources, and really, it's all coming together to protect and support the children of our wonderful Fargo-Moorhead community. Again, where can we find all the information? You got a video series, you've got events, so much going on. Where's our one-stop shop?
One-stop shop, I would say, is our website. So visit rrcac.org. There is a tab specifically there for education and prevention. And so that's where you're going to see all of that information all month long.
Make sure you tune in next week. We're going to be talking again to the RRCAC. We're going to expand more on this because there is so much more, so many more layers to child sexual abuse. So we're going to be talking more about that next week. And
so much. Again, we just want to raise awareness. We want to provide you with the resources and education. Truly, you can't do enough when it comes to protecting the wonderful and special children of this community. And again, you got to find the Red River Children's Advocacy Center. They're all over social media. Where can we find that?
Yeah, you can find us on Facebook. We're also on Instagram. Okay. And so,
no TikToks.
Yeah, no. Nope.
I feel like with ACT UP Theater and wearing the blue, there's so much fun right there.
We're doing the reels and that stuff instead.
That's so awesome. Yeah. Well, I tell you what, from the Noon Hour Morning Show, we want to thank you for everything you do for the kids in the community. And we appreciate your partnership. We love helping give a voice and spreading the awareness. So thank you for everything you
do. Thank you for having us
on. Thank you.
The Noon Hour Morning Show with Trav and Alicia.
There's a couple. What are some other soon upcoming shows that you're excited about too?
The week after, our second education show is Grease.
If you are looking for a Danny and a Sandy who may have let themselves go in their 30s and 40s, we're available.
I will keep that in mind.
The Noon Hour Morning Show with Trav and Alicia on 95.9 KRFF.